Today's Shiur is Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, six lines from the wide lines. Ask the Gemara Tana Kama, the Me'achecha. In the previous Shiur, we learned from the word Me'achecha that the Me'achecha, that the Halacha of Baal Tolin doesn't apply in all situations. But we had yesterday in the Braisa, in the previous year in the Braisa, that from the word Achecha with Gzeir Shavar, we learn the Gzeir Shavar Socher Socher comes to teach us that the Din about Tolan applies in all situations. So ask the Gemara, the Tanakama, the Machecha, Hayre Acha, that we used to exclude a Ger Toshif, my Avdilei, what will he use that word for? Answers the Gemara, Humi Boilei, L'chiratanya, to teach us that Re'acha, that the din about Tolan only applies by Re'acha, it only applies by a Jewish worker, not by a Maleki, not by a non-Jewish worker. Ask the Gemara, we don't need Re'acha to teach us that halacha, that we learn Me'achecha Nafka. We learn from the word Achecha that a Nochri, who's not Achecha, is not included. So why do we need to learn it from Achecha? Answers the Gemara, Chad l'mishra oishkoi. One pasuk is coming to teach us that there's no problem holding back salary. Chad l'mishra gzeiloi, that there's no problem under certain circumstances with gzeilus akum, v'tzrichi. And the Gemara says, why do we need to have two separate psukim to teach us these two halachas? The Yashmin Gzela, if we only had a pasuk by Gzela, Mishum Delay Tarach Bay. It's somebody, Gzela is money that the Akum did not work for. And therefore, maybe there we could be a little more lenient. Aval Ashkai, he worked, and now we deprive him of what he worked for. The Tarach Bay, he worked for it, Emeloi. The Yashmin Ashkai, Mishum Delay Asla Yodai. You're not taking from him something that he ever had. Ava Gzela, when you take Gzela from Nachri, there was something that he already had, the Osel Yodei, that he had it, and now you're taking away from Emeloi. That's why we need Tzricha Tu Psukim. Rabbi Yossi Behuda, who says that Behema Bekalim are taught that there's a Chiv. Hailo Solom Paul Sucha at Boiker. What is my overlay? Even if the worker was hired to just take off one cluster of grapes, over Mishum Batalin, there's an Issa Batalin. There are many different pshatim in the Rishonim in this to teach us that some explain that what he is coming to teach us is that the issue about Batalin even applies by worker for that's not working a full day. That's how Rashi explains. Tosfos explains that it goes back to halacha that we learned earlier in our Masechta, that if you hire a worker to cut grapes, the halacha is not only is the worker entitled to eat while he's cutting the grapes, but as we learned, while he's eating and he's cutting the grapes, he's allowed to eat, but what happens if he was only hired to eat, to cut one cluster of grapes? So we learned that the halacha is that he may eat that one cluster. So if he's going to eat that one cluster, we would think that there's no Baal Tolan. Teaches us that the halacha is that there is Baal Tolan. The Ravid explains what the Gemara is coming to teach us, is that there is Baal Tolan even when the salary is pachis, Mishavapruta. The one cluster of grapes is not even worth a pruta, but we're learning that there's still an Isra about Tosef. Ask the Gemara of the Idach that needs this Pasuk to teach us that there is Baal Tolan by Behem of the Kalim. Where would he know this halacha from? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Ve'elav hu noise es nafsha nafka, dava moise nafsha lev. Anything that a worker does, that he gives his life for working, that's something that you have to pay. Va'idach, what is the other man d'amar? who learned this from this pasuk. Where does he learn? What does he use the Elav Noisiv Nafshay? Says the Gemara, Homi Boile Lechretanya. Elav Noisiv Nafshay. The name Ma Ola Zeh, Bekevish. Why did somebody go up a ramp? Nitla Be'ilon, climb up a tree. Moses Atzvel Mesa. And all these situations, the person put himself into a dangerous situation. Loi Ra. And therefore, since he needs his pay, his salary, and that he's willing to put himself into danger for his salary, that's why the halacha is that we should give him whatever is necessary. So from here, the Paiskim discuss, the famous Naida Bihuda, and other Paiskim discuss, is a worker allowed to take on a dangerous job? The Naida Bihuda and the Medora Tanyana, Yeridei Simon Yud, says that if somebody who's doing something dangerous, not for Panosa, the Loch is that the Torah says, Nishmat Ma'olim Nafshesechem, you have to be careful, and you're not allowed to do something that's dangerous. But somebody who's doing this because Tommy's taking a job and there's some level of danger involved in the job that he's taking, then the halacha is that it's mutter, and he uses our Gemara as the proof. And Rav Moshe in the Shas HaTshuvos Eruvos Moshe, Chelek Choshe Mishpat Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Dalet, also says, unless the job involves clear and present danger, the halacha is that the person if he's doing it for salary, he needs to make a living, there's room to be makel. And the same approach the Shlosh Yaakov takes regarding somebody undergoing an operation, that even though there's a level of danger in certain operations, but if the doctors feel that this is what this patient is required, so he says, and the Sharm Tzion Balocha makes this point, if we're learning that to make panosa, the halacha is that a person is allowed to put his life into danger, as the Gemara is teaching us. Certainly, in a case where it's not just panosa, but it's a case of life and death, a case of refuah, even not life and death, but it's something that he needs to live, the halacha is that you're allowed to do what you have to do. But the Noida Bihuda, however, does point out, he speaks there about hunting. And the Noida Bihuda says that besides that, there's hunting to do hunting, says the Noida Bihuda, as a sport, is something that he's quite concerned about. He says, if you're doing it for panosa, so then we understand, as Al Gemara said, that you're allowed to do what you need to do for panosa. But when somebody is doing it for sport, and what he's doing involves danger, there, says the Noida Bihuda, he doesn't see any room for leniency. Moreover, he says that hunting is not something that Jews participate in. He says hunting, the Torah says, Esav was an ish yedei tzayid. The Esav was a hunter, but that's not something that Jews do. The Sefer Chashuki Chemed has a discussion if somebody is a Rosh Yeshiva, if somebody's a Maggid Shir, but involving to go on the Maggid, to say the Shir, I presume this is an Etz Yisrael, he's going to have to travel on roads that are somewhat dangerous. Is he allowed to take such a trip? So he says that this Gemara that says that a person puts himself into danger for Panosa is permitted. So he quotes Rabbi Yoshev that if people are allowed to put themselves in danger for Panosa, certainly a person is allowed to put himself in, it's no different than putting yourself into danger to give shurim to teach Torah. And he quotes an interesting story that took place between Revolf Rosengarten and the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav was once in the car that Rav Rosengarten was driving. And the Brisker Rav, and he was driving very slowly. And the Brisker Rav asked him, why are you driving so slowly? So he answered that I'm being careful, especially when I have you, the Brisker Rav, as a passenger. Says the Gemara. So the Brisker Rav said just the opposite. He says the Gemara says that the Satan is Mekatreg Bederech. When somebody's traveling on the road, the Satan goes after the person. So he says, what we ought to do is try to get off the derech, try to get off the road as quickly as possible, and not in any way stay on the road that could be and stay in danger. Dover Acher continues the Gemara. Veil of Unosev Nafshei. The Kol Akoyvuska Socher. Somebody who withholds somebody's salary, kilo noito nafshim menu. It's taking away his life. And I saw that the Inyan Yaakov explains that what we're learning from here is that not only is that the halacha by somebody who is what the Gemara is trying to teach us, that not only somebody who is taking on a dangerous job do we have an obligation to pay him, but even somebody who doesn't take on a dangerous job. But people work and they expect to get paid in a timely fashion, and therefore if you don't pay him, it's kilo noito nafshei. But the question is, whose nefesh is going to be affected by withholding the salary? So says the Gemara, Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda, it's machlokes Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda. Charam nafshei shel gazlan, the person who withheld the salary, he's putting himself into danger. Charam nafshei shel nigzel, the person that you didn't pay, you're putting his life into danger. So I saw that the Mefarshim point out that even according to the opinion, the nafshei shel nigzel, that the person who you're holding back the salary, it's like you take away his life if you don't pay him, ultimately, the person who withheld the salary will be punished because he caused that the nigzel should be suffered. The only nafkamina is that what type of misa will he be suffering? If it's considered that you took away the life of the nigzel and you caused him to die, so then you chayiv sayif, as if you're a murderer. If it's considered that the pasuk is saying that the life of the gazlan is in danger, then it will be misa b'day shemayim. Says the Gemara, manda menafshe shel gazlan, that the life that we're speaking about here is the life of the person who's withholding the salary. The ksiv, atigzal dal, kidalhu, v'tatke oni b'shar, don't hold back the salary of a person. The ksiv, kashem yir, riva mekoyves kaveim nefshesh. The pasuk is speaking about that the pasuk is telling us the person who does this will be punished for doing such a terrible thing. Oman da omer, and the man da omer that says that we're speaking about the nafshesh shel nigzal, the person who we held back his salary, because the pasuk says, "Kain the ksiv." The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Kain orchus kabaytzei batza." This is the way people who steal act. As nefesh ba'olav yikach, it's as if they're taking away the life of the person who they owe the money to. Ask the Gemara, what's each man the Amma going to do with the other pasuk? This ksiv vidach nami that says it's talking about the gazlan. What does he do with this pasuk that says haksiv as nefesh ba'olav yikach? Says the Gemara, what it means is ball of the hashta. It means the person who right now has the money, that means the employer. Which seems to indicate that we're speaking about the gazlan. Says the Gemara, the way to understand is matam kama. The pasuk is explaining matam. Why will HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish this person? Koves kaveim. Why will he be punished? Mishum de notlu nefesh. Because they caused that the person whose salary was withheld will suffer. Amosai, but we learned in the Mishnah that when is there a din about talin? Only bezman shetavai, when he asked for the salary. Loi tavai, but if the employee did not ask for the salary, then the halacha is ein oivelov. There is no bal talin. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, where we learned this halacha from? Because the pasuk says loi solim pula socher yochel afilu loi tavai. Even when he didn't ask for the salary, tamaloima itcha, ledatcha. Only when he was asked for the salary and you held it back. Yochol afilu einloi. Now it continues the braisa. What would be the halacha that if you don't have the ability to pay, what will be the halacha then? Tamaloimer, that you're only oiva bal talin yesh itcha if you have the ability to pay. If you don't have the ability to pay, then you're not oiva bal talin. Yochal afilu himcheu etzel chavani etzel shuchani, halacha that we learned in the Mishnah. Tamaloimer, if you gave over the responsibility of paying the salary to the chavani or the shulchani, you'll still be over bal talin. Teaches us the Gemara, only when you are still responsible to pay the salary. But if the responsibility was transferred to someone else, loshim chayetz l'chanvani etzol shulchani, but as we also learned, the chanvani and the shulchani will also not be chay bal talin, even if they took upon themselves the responsibility of paying the salary. The Zohar HaKadosh says that even in a case that we're learning now, that there are no case about talin, there's still a halacha of paying a salary to a worker in a timely fashion. The only time is if the employee was meichel, he said, I don't care, then the halacha is that there's no problem. But in any other case, the halacha is there's always you always have to pay a salary. The Avos Chesed said that if you lent money to somebody and or somebody's holding something belonging to you, that's considered as yesh le'mos. The Gemara just said that if you don't have money, then we can't hold you responsible for bal talin. But says the Avos Chesed, if somebody owes you money, then it's considered as if you have money. Or somebody's holding something that belongs to you, go and get it back so you could pay what you're obligated to pay. Does somebody have the obligation to borrow money in order to pay the salary and avoid the problem about talin? The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that mi'ikar hadin, the letter of the law, you're not obligated to borrow money. The Gemara just said if you don't have money, you're not going to be oiva about talin. But the Midas Chassidus says that Shulchan Aruch Rav says the Midas Chassidus, the right thing to do is to borrow money to pay back. However, the Havas Chesed says that you're obligated to pay back. Because he says that included in the mitzvah of bal talin is to do anything in your ability to be able to pay back. And therefore, says the Avos Chesed, that if you could borrow money easily and you don't have a problem, you have the ability to pay back that money, the halacha is that you're obligated to do so and you don't have any excuse to avoid paying him. Furthermore, says the Havas Chesed, let's say you have two employees and you have to pay both employees, but you only have enough funds for one of them. So he says that you should divide the money and give each employee what you could give. And even, he says, you owe both employees salary at the same time, but one of them asked for his salary before the other person did. You need to anticipate, says the Avos Chesed, that the other person is going to be asking for salary. People want to get paid after they do the job. And therefore, the halacha, says the Avos Chesed, is even though one asks for his money first, the other one should hold back you should hold back some money before you pay the first worker to be able to pay the second worker. Part of the responsibility is to be able to pay both of them and anticipate that. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, as we just discussed, if I gave over the responsibility of paying the salary to the Chavani and Shulchani, then I ain't over. Ask the Gemara, Ibailuhu. In a case, such a case, Chayzer, that I told the employee that the salary is to be collected from the Chanvani and the Shulchani. And he went to the Chanvani and the Shulchani, and they didn't pay him. Chayzer, can he go back to his employer? Or ain't a Chayzer? Or does he have not recourse? So Rishonim try to understand what is the case that the Gemara is speaking about. So Taisva says, we're not speaking about a case where when I hired the worker, I told him up front that salaries are paid by that individual or that company, and he agreed. Then for sure he has no recourse to me. The case here is that I am relying on one of these people. And the question here is that the question is on me. The question is on me, the employer, that I asked somebody to take care of it. And now the question is that what is my level of obligation still apply? What is my level of obligation in such a case? The Rishesha says that he can't go back to the employer. Rav Amma and Rav says Chayzer, that he can go back. And some Rishonim explain that it's difficult to understand how could the employer just be completely off the hook. He is, at the end of the day, was the employer, so he should be held responsible. And these people worked for him. So he said, I saw different approaches in the Rishonim and Achronim how to address this question. One approach is that the Gemara's question here is about Tolan. And as we learn in our Shiurim, this about Tolan applies in a case where you have to pay by a certain time. So here the time that I'm supposed to pay by passed. The reason that time passed is because because I was relying on someone else. And now the Gemara is suggesting that once that time passed, the halacha is that what will be after I see that the person who I asked should take care of this is not taking care of it. So now my responsibility kicks back in. And the Gemara is saying, so now that I'm responsible again, I'll be chayif about tolan. That's one approach. The other approach that I saw is that once I ask somebody else to do it, I can't be over about tolan. The Gemara, however, his question is regarding Baltisha. We've been learning in our shiurim, that in our original shiur, that we began the sugya, the Gemara taught us that even though there's no Baal, that even in a case where there is no Baal Tolan, there can be a situation of Baal Tisha, that you're not allowed to delay paying. And the question of the Gemara here is, even if there won't be Baal Tolan in this case, but ultimately there's going to be, in this case, an obligation of Baal Tisha. Says the Gemara, that's a machlokes. Amar Rava Menah Minila. How does Rava say? The Tanya Eina Oiva Alav. Says the Gemara, Eina Oiva, Mehaever Hu Deloyover. Since I appointed someone else, I won't be held responsible. Ha Meheda Hadr, there's recourse to me. Rav Sheish, Samamai Eina Oiva, Eina Bataris Laver. He's not in the Parsha. Once it was agreed that he's giving it over to someone else, then he's not responsible. Ask the Gemara, Boimenei, Rav Sheish. What happens if the way the structure between the employer and the employee is was kablonis? What the definition of kablonis is that I'm not paying him by the day, I'm paying him for the job. And the question is there a din about tolan in such situation? Says the Gemara. Uman, and the Gemara says, what's the case? Uman, kind of a shvach keli, do we say that when you're working on something that belongs to me, and you improved it, it becomes yours. Now the money I owe you is not a salary. Now it's for buying it back, and therefore it's halvahi. Uman shvach keli hu, you don't say that, and therefore it's not considered a case, it's the same as any other salary. So Rashi explains, Umin Kone B'Shvach Keli, is that if you are working on something that belongs to me, you are improving it, it becomes yours. And the Tzai says, what Umin Kone B'Shvach Keli, is since you made this into a Keli, so you don't only own the improvement, but you also own the entire Keli, because you made it into something it wasn't before, up to the point that the Achronim ask a question. If we're going to learn Umin Kone B'Shvach Keli, so maybe if it was a non-Jewish Umin, there would be a Chiyuv Tefilas Kelim. We know that a Keli that belongs to an Akum, when a Jew buys that keli, he has to take it, if it's a keli suda, you have to take it to the mikveh. So maybe you would have to take this keli to the mikveh. And there are those achronim that suggest that you would. He says that even if we'll say umen kind of a shvach keli, the tzoyis makes a very important point. Even though we're saying umen kind of a shvach keli and the umen becomes the owner of the keli, it doesn't mean that he becomes the owner of the keli to the degree that it's his keli, and he could choose to say, well, I don't want to give it back to you. I own it. Means that he has a certain serious level of ownership in that keli, but not to the degree that he could keep it for himself. Since he can't keep it for himself, therefore the halacha is that tefilas kelim is not required. So again, Amar Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes says, over for Baal Tolin, because he obviously holds an umen kind of shach kli. But ask the Gemara, didn't the Braisa teach us that ain't over, that there is no Baal Tol in such a case? Says the Gemara, that Braisa is not speaking about the case of Mekoyne B'Shach Kli. That Braisa is speaking about the case that we spoke about earlier. It's speaking about Hemcheu Etzel Chonveni Ve'Etzel Shalchoni, that where I gave over the obligation to pay the salary to the Chonveni Shalchoni, and since I gave them the obligation to pay that salary, that's why over here there's not going to be Baal Tolin. I asked the Mefarshim. The Gemara says Kibbal Olav. Doesn't Kibbal Olav mean a case of Kablonis? So explain the Mefarshim. Kibbal Olav is not to be understood, like we're learning now, as a case of Kablonis, but rather the Kibbal Olav should be understood that what I undertook is that I will have somebody else. I'll have somebody else pay the salary. Says the Gemara, name of Messiah. Let's prove it. Because the Braisa says, Hanaisa Talis Alumen, if you give a talis to a worker to work on, Gomroi, and he finished working on it, Vahidiyai, and he notified me, I feel him a kava sar yamim, even if it's 10 days later, and I'm shimba talin. Nosn law, but the moment he returns, he gives me the talis, even if it's in the middle of the day, Mishishakal of Chama, I may have to make sure to pay him before the Shkia, because otherwise I'm Shem Baal Tolin. But ask the Gemara, V'amrit Umen Kum Mishvach Kli, if we're going to say Umen Kain Mishvach Kli, am I over? It's not a case of salary. Says the Gemara, Omer Amari B'Rei D'Rafuna, the Braisa is speaking about a case for Garda the Savla, where he's combing the wool. And there is no Shvach. It doesn't get improved. Says the Gemara, you don't hire a worker when it's not a case to do something with your keli if it's not going to make it better. Lamai Yavale, why did I give it to him? Lirikuke, the reason the garment is combed is to soften it, and softening the wool is the shvach. So how could you say that there is no shvach? Says the Haine Shvache, says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha, the way he was hired. He was hired to agrimenele buche. He was hired to trample the wool. And you get paid for each step. Bacha, bacha, for every trampling, you get paid. So there's no umen b'shvach, b'shvach keli. That's why it's going to be Baal Tolin. Socher, somebody says that, a worker says that I asked my salary and you didn't pay it. If he asked for bizmanoi, if he asked for his salary before the salary was due, then the halach is nishbev v'naitel. Says the Gemara, socher, amay tekina loy rabbanan nishbev v'shakel. In other words, the Gemara's question is that we know throughout halacha, when the Torah says that you swear, the way it works with swearing is you swear, and then you're not obligated to pay. And here he sweared, and he gets paid. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu, halach skudal shanukan. This is a special halacha, that here halacha is nishba v'naitel. Ask the Gemara, hani hilchasaninu? Is this halacha? Whenever the Gemara used the word halacha, it means halacha l'mashma Sinai. So ask the Gemara, where's the halacha l'mashma Sinai? Hani takanasaninu? The just a takana. Says the Gemara, elam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu, takanas g'day l'shanukan. What's being taught here is a special takana. says the Gemara, if we use the word gedolus, mechlal de k'tanis. What are the k'tanis and what are the gedolus? El amar Rav Nachman, amar Shmuel, takonis kavu shanakan. This is considered like it's medaraisa. Shvua de baal bayis hui. And what the Gemara is saying here is that, as we said before, that normally it would be the employer who would have to swear and be off the hook. And what Chazal did was they took it away, the obligation to swear from the employer, the shavua socher, and they say that the employee should swear the socher, because we're concerned because this employee needs his salary. Ask the Gemara, Mishum Kedechayiv the socher, Mafsidele Lebal Bayis. Why are we only concerned about the employee and not about the employer? Answers the Gemara, Balbayis Gufa Nichle. The employer is satisfied with this approach, the Mishtabes Shocher V'Sokel, that the employee should swear and take his salary. Keecha the Liskarei Pilem, because like that he'll be able to get workers in the future. Ask the Gemara, we could make a counter argument. Socher Gufa Nichle, the Mishtabe Balbayis V'Yufka, the worker is satisfied that it should be the employer that swears, kihecha to legrua, that he should be able to get job in the future. If the halacha will be that he could just swear and be off the hook, nobody's going to want to hire him. Says the Gemara, balbayis al karcheker. An employer always needs employees. Ask the Gemara, sochanami bal karcheker. And an employee always needs a job. Says the Gemara, the reason we take this approach, suggesting Gemara Balabayis, tard b'palamhu. The Balabayis is always busy. And therefore, since he's busy, that's why it's easy that he should make the mistake. And because it's possible that he can make a mistake, that's why Chazal said that the employee should just swear and be fine. It says the Gemara, if that's the concern that the owner is very busy, says the Gemara, so then why does he have to swear? We could understand his mistake. And Tosis points out that this halacha is even applicable when a person has one employee. Now, the Gemara is saying that the employer is very busy. So we would think that that's only the case when he has many workers. Says the Gemara, even when he has only one worker, Chazal said, loy plug, we don't differentiate. Says the Gemara, if that's the reason that we say because the employer is preoccupied, says the Gemara, neches lebelay shvua. So then the employee should be allowed to take his salary even without a shvua. Answers the Gemara, kedei lahofes data shabalabayis. We're doing it that the owner, that the employer should not be upset. Like that, he'll know that the money he paid was money that he owed. So says the Gemara, v'nesav lebeedim. Why didn't Chazal just make a new rule? They should make a rule that when you pay your workers, you should have Edom. And then there won't be any question, did you pay or didn't you pay? Answers the Gemara, Trichle Milsa. To go have to find Edom at the end of the day when you have to pay salaries, now you have to pay, look for Edom, is complicated. So ask the Gemara, V'nesa Lemikara. You're right, at the end of the day, it's hard to find employees. But why don't you pay at the beginning of the day where you're not that busy? Answers the Gemara, Chazal didn't want to pay at the beginning of the day. Shneim Reitzim Bakofa. Both us would much prefer to have to pay at the end of the day. The employer doesn't have money. The business will be open all day. That's how have funds to pay. And the employee is happy for a number of reasons that we Rishonim give. One reason we Rishonim give is if the employee is going to get paid at the beginning of the day, he now has a new obligation. He's going to have to spend the entire day watching the money that he received. And because he's watching the money that he's going to receive, that's why Chazal was strict. That's one explanation. The other explanation that I saw is that he's worried he's going to spend the money in the course of the day. He has to come home at night and he won't have any money to come home with. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's the case, I feel katsunami, even in a case when they're arguing about how much I'm going to pay, they should have the same din, that the employee should be able to make a shvua and get what he says was the amount that they agreed upon. Alamatanya, Omer Umen Omer, if the worker says shtayim katzatz tali, you promised to pay me 2 sloim. Vala Omer, and the employer says lo katzatz tilcha alachas, I only agreed to pay you 1. Hamaytzim chavera olav araya, says the Gemara, tzitzavadi mitka dechira leinchi. People remember how much they agreed to pay. If that's the case, that we're worried that the employer forgot if he paid or not, then it should be under all circumstances that the employee should just be able to make a shvur and collect the salary. But ask the Gemara, Lom Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, of Azmanoi, that if he's only asking for the salary after the time for the salary passed, ain't a nishbev of noital. Why? Because chazaka ain't balabayis, oibim shemal talon. We're confident that the owner paid in a timely fashion. Ha'amret balabayis tarba pa'alafu. We just learned that the owner gets preoccupied, the employee gets preoccupied. Answers the Gemara, hani mili, when do we say that the employer is busy? Mekame dolmati zman chiyuve. Before the time to pay comes. However, mate zman chiyuve, once the time to pay comes, rami anafshi mitkar. He makes sure to pay. He doesn't want to chas v'sholem be over not paying. So as the Gemara, so we're only confident that this person doesn't want to do the wrong thing, the employee doesn't want the wrong thing. And the what about the worker? Are we thinking the chisayacher over mishum bal tigzel, and we're thinking that the employee wants to steal? Answers the Gemara, hacha, that 2 chazakas pushing the employer, and there's only 1 chazaka pushing the employee. The Gemara explains. Gabba balabais ikatre chazaka, the 2 chazakas vindicating him. Chodadena balabais over mishum bal tolin. Number 1, the balabais doesn't want to be over the lava bal tolin. And also, ain't socher masha schoroi. The employee doesn't wait for salary. So if the time passed, we're quite confident that he got paid. The hacha, the employee only has 1 chazaka, the chazaka bal tigzel. So Tosfos asks, why are we only saying that the employer has 2 chazaka, 1 bal tolin, that he doesn't want to do bal tolin, and also that the employee asks for the salary? Why don't we say that he also, the employer doesn't want to do bal tigzel also? So he should have 3 chazakas. So Tosfos says that by saying he doesn't want to be over bal tolin and saying he doesn't want to have about tigzel, it's really the same. Tosfos also, the Ravid asks, why don't we say another chazak in this Gemara, that he has a cheskas mammon, that he's holding on to the mammon. The owner is the one, the employer is the one that's holding on to the mammon, and that gives him a strong chazaka. So the Ravid answers, that chazaka, the fact that I, the employer, am holding on to the mammon, is a very weak chazaka. It's not a chazaka that we can rely on. Im yesh edim shetavoy, harez nishma v'naitel. Ask them, Rabbi Tavel Kamon. He's asking for the money. Why do we need edim? Am Rav Asi shetavoy bezmanoy. The case here is that the edim coming and saying that he asked for the money before the money was due, says the Gemara. So why are the edim believed? The edim say yes. The money was asked for at this point, and you didn't pay. But maybe after the Adam saw that they were asking for the money, at that point the Balbas paid. Says the Gemara, asked them of a dimal hakivasapara. Answered the Gemara, Baish Tavakosmanoi. They were there the whole time. Asked the Gemara, the Oilam, is that the case? What the halacha here is if they said that the Edom say that the worker asked for the salary and you didn't pay, we give him 24 hours after that to assume that he didn't get paid. And during that 24 hours, the worker will swear and be able to get paid. But that the halacha is that you have that special rule for 24 hours after the Edom are able to say that we know for a fact that you weren't paid.